morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Laura Canning, and of course she's our Cass County naturalist. Good morning to you, Laura.
Good morning.
Well, Laura, people I think are really anxious to get out and do things, and you have a couple of opportunities. One of them is tomorrow.
Yeah. I know with this cold week, everybody's been kind of looking forward for that warmer weather, that's for sure. But yeah, we are going to have our annual wildflower walk out at Pellet Memorial Woods north of town.
And can you give us just a little bit more specific on how to get there, just in case somebody doesn't know?
Yeah, if you drive north on Olive, and Pellet Memorial Woods is right on Troublesome Creek Road, so you turn right or east onto Troublesome Creek Road, and Pellet Memorial Woods will be right there, about a mile there down the road. So that is our Pellet Memorial Woods is a state preserve. So when we talk about that, there are state parks out in the state. There's also state preserves. So it's got a little bit more extra protection and things like that of things we can and can't do inside the park. But it's got that designation because of all of the woodland wildflowers that are inside the park, which are already blooming, which are not liking this cold.
Yeah. Now, I know, Laura, you go out and check that out. So you promise tomorrow morning there are going to be some flowers to see.
Yes, yes, we are, you know, we're going to kind of see, every year it's different when I do this program, so people are always like, well, I've gone to that program before, but that weather and how our spring is really turning out really depends on what ends up blooming out there during this last week of April. So, you know, if you would have asked me 2-3 weeks ago, I would have been like, man, we're going to be, it's going to be so ahead of schedule. And now I think this cold snap has really kind of held them back a little bit. So we had about 4 or 5 species blooming before this little cold weather snap. So we are looking forward to still seeing plenty of flowers. That's the great thing about this park. You can see flowers bloom from right about that April 1st all the way to 4th of July. So, and there'll be different flowers. Not everything blooms at once out there. Not everything blooms at the same time.
So even if you weren't leading a walk, people could go out and enjoy that. And, you know, I think there are people in the area who have no idea that that preserve exists. That's not a surprise to you, right?
Yeah, and there's over 26 flowers inside the park. And so we talk about that. A lot of the things that we do to manage the forest and manage the park is actually for the wildflowers and things. It's definitely one of our parks that is not normal management techniques at all.
Laura, I'm not sure we said what time.
Yeah, 9 a.m. We're going to do this Saturday the 24th. At 9 a.m. out at Pellet Memorial Woods, and come out. We're going to, you know, depending on what's blooming, we'll talk about what's blooming. And I know the snow trilliums are probably already done blooming, but, you know, the bluebells right before this cold snap, the bluebells were just starting to bloom. So those ones still should still be going. And we'll be getting close to the May apples blooming and some of the other flowers that we have out there that start to bloom in May.
And it's an easy walk, right, Laura?
Yeah, it is a little bit of a deer trail, so it's not wide by any means. Just because of, again, it's a nature preserve, we can't put a large formal trail in there.
But so, we're not talking hills and that sort of thing.
It's pretty level. It's pretty level.
Okay, if you need a little extra balance, bring your walking stick or your cane.
Definitely. And, you know, I just love that every year I do it, there's something different blooming, and it'll be interesting to see what took this cold snap well and is still hanging in there for blooming. The Dutchman's breeches were blooming before this cold snap too, so they were still, they survived.
So it's an adventure, as you say, every year, and it's certainly going to be an adventure tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock at Pellet Preserve. So we'll remind folks here again before we quit. But the other thing that we need to talk about, again, related to plants and flowers, you have a plant sale going on.
Yeah, for the month of April, we take orders for native plants. We have one grass species and about 9 to 10 flower species that are native to Iowa that belong in our Iowa landscape. They love Iowa soil and weather and do well. And we are taking those orders until the 30th of April. And then when they come in right before or right around Memorial Day. So plant pickup for those will be right before the Memorial Day weekend.
Okay.
And we've got, and we've got milkweeds on there and flowers that you might not have heard of before. But
And how do we find the list? How do we do the order?
Yeah. So on our website, and that's Cass County, Iowa, or CassCountyIA.gov. So, and then if you click on Conservation Department, you'll get right to the plant sale in a drop-down box there. It's also was in our newsletter. If you follow us on Facebook, that form's been up on our Facebook as well. Think about having some flowers that will bloom into much later into summer and into September for those butterflies moving around.
Yeah, pollinators. Like people, all of a sudden are really getting interested in pollinators, and I'm sure there's a number of those on the native plant list.
Yes. And we've got some interesting ones like Hairy Mountain Mint and things like that. So that one kind of does a little bit of a double purpose because mosquitoes really don't really like mints and things like that. And we've got ones that the butterflies love, like Meadow Blazing Star and New England Asters and things like that.
Okay. So I'm guessing there's a little bit of a description there if you need that in terms of height and that kind of thing.
Yes, and a height and where it does well, if it does well in shade or not. That's what people think of, like, oh, well, native plants belong in a prairie and belong out in full sun. But there's actually only a couple that we have on our list that are full sun only and things like that. So, and the plant prices range from the $2.50 to four. We've got a couple of them that are $4 a piece. But you get a live plant, you get about a 3-inch tall plant, plus all their roots and doing well for the spring, get them planted. And
those roots, that's the important part when you're getting them into the ground.
Yeah. And hopefully everybody's going to be thinking about that when the weather turns warm and we're ready for spring.
Yes, and just a side note that Mother's Day is a good date to kind of think, well, after that, the risk of frost is pretty low. So we're getting those plants in just in time to put them in the ground.
Yeah. And with Memorial Day, we kind of wait because, you know, our natives are a little bit slower to wake up. People always think that they're dead because they haven't popped in the spring yet. But, yeah, by about Memorial Day, they really start to get going.
Okay, so plants are really important to our whole well-being, to get out and walk in nature. And again, that time and date and place, Laura?
Yeah, so our wildflower walk is this Saturday of the 24th at 9 a.m. at Pellet Memorial Woods, just north of Atlantic. And then if you're looking for our plant sale forms, that's CassCountyIA.gov. And then you can click on Cass County or the Conservation Department and look at the plant sales or newsletters. There's tons of things on our website.
And I know you have lots of things going on, but those are two to keep in mind right now before May 1st. Hey, get in on this. So we want to thank you very much, Laura Canning, for bringing us up to date on some ways that we can kind of improve ourselves and improve nature. And
thank you.
Until next time, here's a thought from John Muir. In every walk with nature, one receives more than he seeks.